Welcome to Choose Life, the radio teaching ministry of author, speaker, and Bible teacher, Deborah Ross. What happens when a young boy grows up feeling that he was the reason for the brokenness in his home, which led to his parents' divorce? Who was abandoned by his mother as a young man and sold drugs to care for his sister? Through the work of the Holy Spirit, that man has become the pastor of one of the most vibrant churches in the Carolinas. With more on this, here's Deborah Ross.
Hello, I'm Deborah Ross with Choose Life Radio, and today I'm talking with Pastor Tim Fowler of The Body Church in Rock Hill, South Carolina. And Tim, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good, Deborah. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here, Tim. Tim has a really awesome testimony, and to see where God has taken him from and where God has taken him to is what we want to share today. Tim started out as a young child who came from a home where his dad was in the military, and his parents divorced, I believe, when you were 11.
Right.
And this, like many children of divorced parents, caused brokenness in his heart. I know even for myself, I've experienced this. And for Tim, he sought to fill that brokenness with vices like alcohol and, was it drugs?
Yes, both.
And so, you know, so this led to a journey where God had to really work some things out in his life and bring him to where he is today. Pastor Tim is married. He has a wife, Joanne. He has three children. He has seven grandchildren. And we want to hear from him now. So, Pastor, if you would take us from that boy to where you are now.
Okay. I'll try not to be too long on where I used to be, because I think God deserves all the glory for what's happening now. But
absolutely,
to understand what brought me to this place, you got to know where I came from. And my dad was a 20-year Navy guy. We were the typical American family, three kids, you know, husband and wife, and everything was perfect, so we thought. I think a lot of times children are sheltered from what their parents are really going through.
Mm-hmm.
And although I knew that my dad had had alcohol in his life, I didn't know he was an alcoholic. He was, I guess you could say, a functioning alcoholic.
Yes.
And so one, I remember one evening my dad came home. We were in bed, and I heard a lot of violence and screaming and yelling back and forth. And the next day, my mom gathered the kids together and said, your dad's not going to be living here anymore. And the divorce started its process. At the time, I was 11, in between fifth and sixth grade. I was an honor student. Mm-hmm. I had been selected to play in the junior high school orchestra as a cellist. I was heavy into athletics. I was the poster child for the great American boy going to grow up with great dreams and hope. And from that time on, it began to be a struggle to realize what had really happened. Like a lot of kids, I blame myself. I thought it was something that I did that caused mom and dad to break up.
Right.
The struggle between my parents was always to, when I was with my mom, she would try to tell me what my dad was, how bad he was and why it was his fault, and vice versa.
Absolutely.
So that really had an impact on my thinking process. As an 11-year-old, it just doesn't compute. But one of the weirdest things happened. After the divorce, my mom decided that she needed to move out. And I don't, without going into a lot of details of what I think was going on, she moved out and left my older sister and I in the house that we lived in. And we were there as, at the time, I guess I was 12, and my sister was 14 or 15, and we began to sell drugs and do drugs and drink, and it was the party house. And that's the beginning of what happened to me, is going from an honor roll student to a kid that was addicted to drugs and alcohol at a very early age.
So are you saying that you and your sister lived alone in
Yes.
the house? No dad, no mom?
No dad, no mom.
Wow.
We were all alone.
Mm-hmm.
Except, well, we weren't all alone. Every kid in the neighborhood came by. And
right.
You know, we became known as that place you could go and get the drugs and party mm-hmm. and pass out. That led, when I say alcohol, it was heavy. We drank every day. We did, you know, it started off with marijuana. And I tell you, I know there's probably some arguments for medical marijuana, but it is a gateway drug. I've never heard anybody start with heroin and work their way down. It always starts with marijuana and works its way up.
That's right.
And that's what happened to me. And I became the kid that would take anything, do anything, try anything.
Trying to fill that void.
It was a void. It was not only was God absent in my life, but my parents were absent in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, your parents are who you get your impression of who God is, because He's going to become your heavenly Father if you know Jesus Christ as Savior.
Yes.
And if you think negative of your earthly parents, you can't help but think negative of what possibly this heavenly parent might be like.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so the alcohol and the drugs were definitely filling the hurt and the void that was there. I dropped out of school in the eighth grade when I turned 16. Now, if you do the math, you can realize that I failed quite a bit. I went from an honor roll student to a kid that didn't even go to school. My parents didn't live at home with me. I didn't have to go to school.
Right.
I in one semester, I missed 43 or 45 days. And how the truant officer didn't get me, I don't know. But the process ruined a life of great hope and, you know, possibly college and sports, but to being somebody that had no direction in life and really didn't care about anybody but myself. I was hurt and broken, and it was a very challenging time.
I think we build up a wall where we say, no one else is going to hurt me.
Right.
So I will take care of me.
Right.
And so you were kind of like there. You had this wall where, okay, it's me, myself, and I, and nobody's getting in because I've been hurt, and nobody's going to hurt me again.
Well, and if you did get into my life, I was going to make sure that there was no pain, and that's the self-medicating point of drugs and alcohol.
Mm.
So, yeah, that was a big part of it. I was very fortunate in the part that I had a grandma, my meemaw, who lived
Praise God for those grandmas.
Oh, I'm telling you. It's hard not to get emotional about this. My meemaw moved in with us shortly before the divorce. Her health had begun to decline, and she was a storyteller. And she would sit down and tell us stories from the Bible and other kids' stories, and she always used the voices. And I remember her telling me all the time, and she called me Timmy, so please don't call me Timmy. But as a little kid, it was all right. But she said, Timmy, one day you're going to need Jesus.
Mm.
And she would tell me that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And it never came across my mind until I can fast forward to the point to where I met my wife. I was 18, and I was working in basically a cotton mill.
Mm-hmm.
Had moved in with some friends who had an extra room, and came home and met my wife one day working third shift. She had stayed over because his wife was a friend of hers, and she had slept on the couch, and I walked in and I saw her there, and you know, I was like, okay, I got to meet this girl.
Mm-hmm.
And luckily, she didn't run off when when she woke up. But it was love at first sight. We knew each other for 3 months, and I asked her to marry me.
Wow.
And I was still in the drug and alcohol thing, but I had my wits about me enough to know that she was good. And so after we got married, the drugs and alcohol still caused a problem. And we almost divorced over the drugs and alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot build a marriage with that being part of your life.
Right.
I came home one night, you know, as a kid, when you see your parents fuss, fight, drink, and do things that are just what you perceive as bad, you say, I'll never be like my parents.
Yes.
And one night I was just like my dad.
Yes.
And my wife said, you have to leave. I had my daughter at the time. And at that point, I began to reach the lowest point of my life where I lost everything that was ever important to me. You know, I finally found somebody who loved me, somebody that might accept me, and yet the drugs and alcohol had ruined it. I was homeless. I was walking down the street one day and was walking by a church, and my meemaw's voice rang in my head. It said, Timmy, one day you're going to need Jesus.
Mm.
And I walked in, and the receptionist looked at me and said, yes, with that surprised look. And I asked for the pastor, and he was in, and he saw me right away. And invited me into his office, and I told him what had happened. And he said, you look like a person. And he said, from what you're telling me, wouldn't it be nice if you could just start all over, have a clean slate? And I was like, wow, yeah. And so he opened his Bible to 2 Corinthians 5:17, which is my life verse.
Okay, let's hear that. What is it?
It's, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things become new.
Amen. I love that verse.
And he says, is that what you're looking for? And I was like, yeah. He said, well, the only way to get that is through Jesus Christ. And he led me through the plan of salvation. And I prayed to ask Christ in my heart. And I was expecting him to say, all right, now get up, go home to your wife, and everything will be great. But he didn't. He looked me in the face. He said, now, I just want to tell you something. This doesn't mean everything gets better. Your sins are gone.
Yes.
They've been paid for. Christ's death on a cross completely paid for any sin you've ever committed or ever will commit.
Yes.
You've got a new life. And through that, it took about a year before we reconciled our marriage. But she saw the evidence. I want to fast forward a little bit more. I joined the Navy. We began to build our life. Alcoholism crept back in. And one night, God woke me up in the middle of the night and said, Tim, it's time to quit drinking. It's time to get your life serious with me. And about 4 months later, I surrendered to the ministry.
Praise the Lord.
And it was very difficult, again, for my wife to have enough faith to trust that that was God talking in my life and not just somebody trying to overcome those addictions and things. And so I pursued that, and lo and behold, here I am. I've been in the ministry for 25 years. Our marriage is strong. We'll celebrate our 35th wedding anniversary
this
year.
Praise the Lord.
But our church is founded on people from my past. People that are broken, people that have real hurt in their lives, that struggle with addiction, struggle with violence, struggle with alcoholism, struggle with broken marriages, struggle with the hurts of life. And you can come to the body. I think I really believe you can do this in most any church if you're focused on Jesus.
Absolutely.
But you can come to the body. We've designed our church to be that place where you can come with all your real hurts and find people who have been there and done that, and God has helped them overcome it.
That's wonderful. Praise the Lord. Now, the body is a church, and you say it's for anybody. How does that saying go?
We're for anybody, not everybody. That we believe that anybody can come to our church. We're going to love on you. We're going to make you feel welcome. If you're there looking for a church home or looking for something, we're going to help you find it. And even if it means you're looking for another church, we're going to help you find a church where you fit in and you can get plugged in and get to know what God really has in store for you, because he's got a very special plan for everybody.
Absolutely. And the Body Church is in Rock Hill, South Carolina.
Right.
And let's see, you've been there for 15 years. Is that right?
Yes, 15 years. Actually, it started off as another church and we became the Body. But we've been the Body now for almost 12 years. We've grown to, we've got about 120, 150 members. We just planted our first church, so we've dropped back a little bit. But it's real exciting that God's using us to reach out to folks.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And Pastor Tim, do you have a website for your church?
Yes, it's thebodylive.com, all one word. And you can go there and read up about who we are, what our beliefs are, and see sermons, hear our music, and find out who we are. And hopefully you'll come visit us after you see that.
Praise the Lord. Well, thank you so much for being on Choose Life today. And I just know that your story has touched many lives today. And I pray that many who perhaps are in the place where you once were will hear that voice, that one day you will need Jesus.
Amen. Thanks a lot.
Amen.
Choose Life has been paid for by the friends and partners of Deborah Ross Ministries. Thank you for your support. Tune in next week for more Bible teaching with author and speaker Deborah Ross. Until then, go to DeborahRossMinistries.org for more encouraging messages, plus books, CDs, articles, partnership information, and how to stay connected with Deborah. Choose Life is committed to strengthening families, encouraging faith, and preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Find out more at DeborahRossMinistries.org.